This is the 16th of November, year 2020, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. It's around 7:54 in the evening. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for looking at the pictures, the snapshots of my life. Some may ask, John, why are you putting those snapshots up? Simple deduction. I want people to know that I had a life that was very rich, rewarding, and satisfying. And those are some of the highlights that highlighted my life. Thanks. Tell your friends that PJ is doing pretty good. I have to get in the habit of eating more and doing things like that. I had a pleasant surprise, and I must say this. This was one of the most pleasant surprises that I've had in months. As a matter of fact, it lifted me up so high off the ground, I had to thank God for what I witnessed. I had a protege, a young man that studied with me many, many years ago, one that sat here in the Lucy Coleman studio, and I told him in person when he was in this studio that I wanted him to carry on and do some good work and finally get on board. It just dawned on me that the man has been ordained a pastor and that he is the senior teacher of a church in El Monte, Timothy Sanford, one of my students of years and years ago. Timothy, as long as I've known him, has always loved the Word of God, searching for the truth. He came out of a poor church doctrinally and is doing a fine job. I've listened to a couple of his messages just today because I just learned about his promotion as a pastor, and it makes me proud. I was thinking about what I talk about on the webcast, and I said, well, John, you don't have to talk about anything. I think that the work that God has done in me is a good work. And I trained certain men to be teachers of the word, and Timothy Sanford is a darn good teacher. Congratulations, Timothy. If we won't speak, I befriended him on his page. I'll see if he calls back. As a matter of fact, I called another number and another old friend I haven't heard from in well over a year, and he didn't want to talk. So, you know, a lot of people that knew me don't want to communicate with me, but that's all right. I just want to say congratulations to Timothy Sanford on your appointment as a pastor. And you can hear him every Saturday night on the same station that I was on. He has a 30-minute program from 11:30 to midnight. Timothy Sanford is bringing the word on KKLA 99.5 FM. So tell your friends about that. Tune in. Listen to Timothy. He's going to do better than he is, and it makes me so proud that a student of mine can prosper in such a way. Well, God bless you. I just hope that you're able to listen to some of the older clips that I've done over the years. As a matter of fact, I heard from another dear friend of mine, Jason Daniels, contact me. And Jason just informed me, you will be surprised how many people are still listening to you. Well, that's good to know. They won't call me and talk with me or have anything to do with me. I think that if you resign from preaching and being a pastor of a church, that must fall on deaf ears, or they just don't like my life. Whatever it is, I still love them because my love has never changed. God bless you, and thank you, those of you that are coming to the website and gaining some spiritual insight. Remember, it's difficult, and it may be difficult for you when somebody says that you have to stay inside and not be around so many people. I told a friend of mine today that comes by here and helps me clean up the house and everything, and I said, make sure you're well. But I said, nah, you can't bring your friends in my home. You know, I'm gonna let this thing try to blow over. I have an agenda, and the agenda is to live until I'm at least 100 years old. I want to see when cars fly. And looking at the way things are in the world, you know what? This is one thing I'd like to do. I'd like to have a real serious discussion on eschatology. I may raise some of my notes and come out and give a talk about that, because eschatology, listen to this, must be done in the face of a person that understands the world that they live in and the times that they live in. And do we have the guts to approach the world that we live in with the same veracity that we did 20 or 30 years ago? Again, congratulations, Pastor Timothy Sanford. I forget the name, Community something, but listen to KKLA 1130 on Saturday nights, and you'll be able to hear Timothy. And he'll bless you with some good word of God. On the same caliber as I teach on this website, one of my students, I can say, indeed, I am a proud man. Okay, somebody else is calling me back, so what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to get off this thing and go to my phone. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, that's just Amazon telling me that my Whole Foods stuff is going to arrive here tomorrow. See, I don't go shopping outside of my home. What I do is I shop online, and so they just told me arriving tomorrow, my Whole Foods, I ordered the right kind of vitamins and things that I need to keep me healthy and strong. And also for those of you that are my philosophy students, well, I finally got the guts enough to do it. As I retired from the pastorate, I've also officially submitted my resignation from teaching philosophy in college. Even though I want to, in my heart of hearts, go back, like, I wish I could pastor again. I really do. But nobody's going to listen to me. Nobody's going to listen to me. I think Timothy's the right age, doing the right thing, and let him listen to one of my proteges, one of the guys that I've spent years teaching the blessed word. Man, my heart is glad tonight. I am just on this Monday night, the, what is it? I almost forgot the date, the 16th of November. I am overjoyed by receiving the news that one of my sons in the ministry is a pastor. That's wonderful. God bless you, folk, and pray for Timothy and his wife and his children. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.